Shawnee, come in.
I'm here. Did I hear you're off the drink, Shug? Mate, the comedy festival finished a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I know.
Is that true?
Well, I haven't. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. This is NRL's free-to-play game. Pick'em is back. Just pick the winning margin from four selected matches to win a share of the 100 grand weekly prize. Head to nrl.com/pick'em now. Shawnee, what have you got?
Well, I heard you waxing lyrical about the home advantage potentially to the Warriors this week. Mate, there isn't a big enough number that you can find me that I cannot apply to this Warriors game on Sunday afternoon. Now, I heard Gibbo say it's a little bit scary. This is exactly the game where you probably don't want to be with them, but I'm making an exception. I just have to be with the Warriors. $1.55, -3.5 at Sportsbet. Yes, please.
Okay, well, but when you're doing your ratings, what's the number you gave? So is Amy Park worth about 4, would you say, for a benchmark?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more. The Storm are tough because they're so good. It makes landing on that home advantage number very tricky because the line's obviously so big. But, I mean, as a general rule, if it's an interstate game, you probably start somewhere around 3.5 or 4, which I think Fletcher said doesn't sound like a lot. But if you've got two teams playing each other at exactly the same rating, it still makes a big chunk of a difference to their percentage chance of winning. It probably bumps it up to about 60-40 rather than 50-50. So it is a big jump, although the number doesn't sound like a lot. This game isn't one for ratings, though, Sugar. I'd probably throw them out the door and just stick with the Warriors on feel and feel alone.
But just answer the question, Sean. this particular game, because of it's been so long and it's a sellout and they're back there versus, you know, a regular round any other year at Mount Smart. Is it huge or?
Oh, I don't think it's massive. Like, it's probably, this game's probably worth 4 in any other sort of scenario. Now it might be worth, let's just say 6, hypothetically. But as I say, this is not a game for numbers. This is a game where you just back the Warriors with that crowd.
Gotcha.
Okay.
There you go.
After Sean's finished, can you just remind me to ask him something? I just want to know something about his...
about this.
Oh, this will be good. Fire away. Let's go now.
Yeah.
No, just remind me. I've got to ask Sean something about his, where he's from, his background.
Okay. Fair enough. Oh, okay. Yes, I know where you're going now. What about, Badge wants to know about the Wimbledon markets.
I think he said Wimbledon there. Nick Kyrgios is playing tonight. He's playing as a bloke called Paul Jubb. Never heard of him, but he's a Pom apparently. So he's going to have the crowd against him, Kyrgios. He's $1.06. Jubby, he's $8.50. And I just heard, apparently the Kokkinakis just won his first game ever at Wimbledon, I think, yesterday. It doesn't get any easier for him to win 2 in a row. He's got Novak. That'll be tomorrow night. Novak $1.03. Kokkinakis $11.50. So he's got a lot of work to do there, the cock. But Brian, come on, I'm waiting here. I'm nervously waiting. What's the question?
No, so there's something came across my desk, and it was awful. It said, scientists warn men's penises are shrinking, and it could have a big effect
on
mankind survival. Mm. So Dr. Shanna Swan is one of the world's leading reproductive...
That's my doctor.
...epidemiologists. But yeah. Honestly, I'm being serious here. What's happening here is basically babies are now being born with smaller... penises, and sperm counts have dropped by more than 50% in Western countries in the past 40 to 50
years. Have they found a reason why, Brian?
Yes. What's in these packaged foods? It's like, stay away. You need the organic food because there's a chemical in there called phthalates. Phthalates.
Yeah.
And now I wanted to know your background. Where's your background?
As in sort of my family heritage,
you mean? The tree, the family tree.
So predominantly...
What would be a good answer, Brian?
Mate, if you say Ecuador...
North England, but you tell me. You tell me, Brian.
Well, okay. So the countries with the biggest penises are Ecuador, Cameroon, Bolivia, Sudan...
That's me. I'm half Ecuadorian, I am.
We shouldn't joke about this because this is coming... This is really, really bad.
Mm.
So the chemicals in our environment and unhealthy lifestyle practices in our modern world are disrupting our hormonal balance, causing various degrees of reproductive havoc.
Mm.
So be careful out there. So you can't keep eating this packaging, this food.
No, see, Fletch, nothing to worry about. I'm all clean eating now. Been
that's
to the
good.
Gym twice already this week. I've got a couple of fresh steaks in the fridge ready to go.
Perfect.
Some broccolini. I might even get off the drink, just like Shug, just to tick that final box and... They won't. If anything, mine will be getting longer.
Because you're getting... No. You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
Your work is done.
Okay, unless you get that ligament cut. But what I'm thinking of, you're getting married. You're getting married soon. I'd imagine you want to have children. Mm. So you want to give... Mm. And if it's a boy, you don't want to have him laughing stock in the dressing sheds.
That's true.
So not only do yourself a favour... But do your unborn son a favour. Stay away.
No, there's a message there for everyone. Fletcher.
Stay away from prepackaged food.
Are you going to be asking Brett Phillips the same question very shortly about his heritage?
I don't know. I have a son. No. So if I had a son, I'd be getting into it. Son, right, yeah. Son?
What do you need to avoid? It's the Fathalakis, is it?
No, he's playing tonight at Wimbledon.
He's playing tennis tomorrow night.
Fathalatus. Fathalatis.
Yep. Yes.
Lab rats have been exposed to Fathalates. They've seen their male babies born with smaller reproductive organs, i.e.
Can you spell that one?
Please. Mort of shrinkingness. P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. Must be Greek.
Yes.
For hung like bee.
righto, shorty. See you, beekeeper.
Hang on. Who's this here? Someone here. Mitch from Robbo said small penises in China and Japan have been an issue forever, and there are plenty,
getting about. She'll be right, Fletch. There you go. Thank you very much, Cole Morner. We must go.
All right, we got there. See you, boys.